What's going on, everybody? Welcome to episode 2 of the Success Club Mastermind Show with your host, Alex Lombard, and you know, me going out there interviewing just influential people in different markets, different industries, in order to help you guys go out there and just dominate life. You know, that's the whole point of this show. And so on today's episode, I actually have one of my really good friends, a previous and actually current business partner, someone who's just dominating life right now, you know, as a young entrepreneur with a newer family as well. You know, he's just crushing it down there in Florida. My buddy Sean Fontaine, he's going to be joining us. And so, you know, just kind of diving right into this thing, kind of jumping it off, you know, I would love, Sean, if you can give the audience here just a quick little, you know, intro on just who you are. And then if you want to lead that into a little bit of like your story as an entrepreneur, and then we'll kind of go from there.
Awesome. Well, hey, thank you so much, Alex. It's a pleasure being on here. So my name is Sean. I'm from Florida. And I think a little bit about me, and I think it's something we all can have in common, is I grew up as a free thinker, somebody that when I closed my eyes, I imagined what life could be like from a young age. We call it fantasize, whatever it is. That kind of always led my life. So the wife, the daughter, right, the business, what we do at Vibe Source, it all kind of came down to what really excited me down to my core. What could I really create a future with in my mind, in my heart? And so if we had more time, I'd get down to specifics, but the imagination has been something I've really embraced from a young age.
I love it. Yeah, so just so you guys know, I didn't mention this at the beginning, Sean is a co-owner of a massive company called Vibe Source, and he also runs and manages their Instagram, and it's just Vibe Source. You guys can obviously see it in below. You guys are pushing 300,000 followers, completely organic, which is amazing. So why don't you kind of tell everyone on here a little bit about, you know, Vibe Source? Tell them, you know, kind of how you guys got started, your role in it, and really just what you guys are planning to do for the future.
Awesome. So my partner, Spencer Taylor, had this idea. It kind of came from, he was the personal videographer for Bob Proctor. Some of your viewers may know Bob Proctor. And so we started to really get introduced to the concept of the law of attraction, the secret. And so we gravitated towards that, understanding our imagination from a young age, understanding the value of our thoughts and how powerful they are. When we started hearing about the law of attraction, it just made sense. We're like, well, we've always visualized more, and that always attracted more into our lives. So we're like, let's build something that can help bring that message out to a mass amount of people and help the young demographic understand the power of our imagination. Because in our school system, we're not really promoted to become free thinkers. Mm. We're kind of put into a process that's pretty strict. Right. I mean, it's tests and how you do on those tests. It kind of guides the direction you go in through school. The schools, the classes, the programs you go in are kind of directed by your test results. And we realized that that isn't how it really is for us. We felt more natural when our life's direction was really directed by what happened up here and in our hearts. Right. There's no really system that should be able to dominate the direction we take in our life. What dominates the direction we take should be the decisions we make freely from what we feel is right. So, I mean, it's just that belief system that's driven us to even make Vibe Source and to where we are today.
Yeah, it's powerful, man. I love that. Cool. So why don't you share a little bit of more on the in-depths of when it comes to your actual company? You know, what is it? What are some of the highlighted like products and services and things that you guys are doing right now in order, you know, to provide into the marketplace?
Great. So one of the biggest things that we are advocates of is the fine arts, right? So we just got landed some great royalty deals with some of the best digital artists of our time. So we're launching a store. It's going to be on vibesource.com. The project's called the Digital Renaissance. And we're launching a whole art store with some awesome digital painters and artists, and that's gonna boom and expand into other arts, not just the painting and digital like creation and photo creation. So yeah, that's a big one. That's a big project we're working on alongside some other projects that are gonna really push messages, and there'll be t-shirts and apparel that launch to support the projects. And I'd say there's a lot coming from my partner Spencer as well.
Yeah, cool, man. I love that. That's really awesome. I'm excited to see, you know, some of the artistic designs that come out, you know, and how they're relevant to the vision you guys have. So I know you've showed me some, but I'm pumped for everyone else to get a view of that. It'll be really cool. I love it. I love it. So, question for you: share with the audience your biggest challenge. What, you know, right now, building this company, you guys have built a very, very successful company. It's what you do full time. It's what supports you and your family. Give the audience, you know, your number one. Obviously, everyone faces obstacles and challenges, but what has been, just off the top of your head, one of the biggest challenges during this, what, 4 or 5 year journey now that you've been on, that you guys have had to face and overcome?
So in the beginning, I said from a child, I wanted to be I always felt like a free thinker, one that found visions from inside myself. My biggest challenge is when I start looking outside of myself for the inspiration, when I've started to look outside and rely on others and imagination, others light to lead me. And I forget about what is actually inside of me and what's got me to where I'm at. So I think some of the slumps that I've experienced have taken place when I've left my vision and my creativity and imagination behind to latch onto somebody else's. Mm. And that's usually that's really where the challenges go. And when I'm not, you know, when you're not looking at the light, when you have your back towards it and you're looking at the, you know, what's in the shade, what's on the opposite direction of what you're passionate about. So face forward and let what's inside yourself lead you. And I'd say you'll get through everything I've went through.
There you go. There you go. Yeah. Stay true to your vision. I love that. It's great. Okay, cool, man. So share as well your biggest one or two mentors along the way. Some people that have really influenced you, whether it's, you know, directly face to face through books, through audios, you know, stage presence, whatever it may be. Who are some of the biggest mentors in your life right now?
So there's this author named Neville Goddard. And he writes his book, The Power of Awareness and The Power of Feeling, or I think it's The Art of Feeling. Well, that he's really big into the imagination, and I love his work. So a lot of the stuff you hear me talk about, you hear from Vibe, definitely is inspired by Neville Goddard. And then, I got to give it to Gary V.
Awesome. Gary's a G. I've heard his name thrown around a few times. I love studying his stuff. That's great. Cool. Yeah. So last question for you, you know, someone brand new, just starting out in their entrepreneurial journey. What is one major piece of advice that you can give to that brand new person?
Get to really understand the type of interests of the person that is going to be interested in your product and interested in what you're doing. A lot of the times, in my first business, I just thought, since I have a product I love, everyone else in the world's going to love it, right? But it's not true. My grandma isn't really interested in what I'm doing, right? She'll support me, give me a pat on the back. But at the end of the day, get to really understand the interests of your ideal customer.
Yeah.
And a tip and advice is your interests is the key. Get to really understand why you're drawn to your idea, right? And put your idea where you like to go, right?
Yeah.
So find platforms like Alex's, find platforms that you really like and where your product would fit well, and start to really network and start to understand, like, how can I start getting myself into this kind of marketplace? How can I start getting more eyes on my product and learn from those eyes? Just because you get negative comments, bro, negative comments are the best feedback ever. Yes. Right? Because just because someone likes your photo, right, you don't learn as much from someone who's actually going to take time to give you feedback on your stuff. So the comment section is a gold mine, right? Get to learn your comment section.
Very
your
good.
DMs.
Yes, very good. Very good. Find out your target market. That's very, very good advice. A lot of people miss that. I know I screwed that up a lot too. Especially when we used to work together, you know, back in the day, we definitely missed that point. But it's good. We both learned. So
hey,
it's there you go, man. Well, I appreciate your time, Sean. I wish we had more. We'll definitely be doing more of these, a part two in the future. There's a lot more we can cover. I appreciate all of you for watching this. And make sure you guys go check out VibeSource on Instagram. They're doing incredible stuff, you know, all over the world. And make sure you guys reach out to Sean and Spencer behind the scenes. And we'll go from there. So Sean, again, I appreciate you, my man. And for all those watching this, thank you. And I'll see you guys in the next episode.